Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Mike Piazza has now hit more home runs than any catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. So, BT, before we get back to these calls here, I know we're doing a lot of Knicks. And by the way, in case you missed anything so far, check it out on the free Odyssey app. I was out there yesterday, took my daughter, my wife, my mother out to see the Doc have his number 16 retired. Now, what was your, did you watch it or you said you were listening to it on the way?
I tell you what, it was almost more, you know, every time I use the word poignant, Boomer and Gio just harpooned me for using it. So it's probably a little hyperbolic, but it was almost more poignant hearing it on the radio. It had a real, which I was in the car coming back from a baseball tournament. Mm-hmm. It sounded really, really genuine. The story that now, listen, every time you mention the Yankees and the World Series, everybody started booing. Sorry that the Yankees had to crash the Mets party a little bit yesterday. But I like the story. I love Doc's rawness and his humility. I was hoping he would speak a little bit more. Quite frankly, it was a little fast for my taste.
Right.
I wanted to hear more of his journey, but I think he was getting a little emotionally wrapped up in it. I think he was afraid he was going to break down. And what I couldn't wait to see, because I heard it, but I didn't see it, was the actual video montage, which was awesome, which I saw when I got home last night on social media. Mets did a good job. You know, it sucked with the rain. I thought it could have been longer, but you were there. You talked to me.
So that might have been, I did feel that Doc went short, and I think it was because of the rain. I'm not 100% certain, but the rain started to really pick up as he was speaking. Now, it wasn't like pouring, and I sat there and I really didn't care. You know, my wife's like, oh, we got to go for cover with the baby. I'm like, come on, they're about to unveil the number. Like, now's not the time. Suck it up. It's a little rain.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that cold, but whatever. But I do think that Doc was maybe trying to keep it quick. But the thing that I loved about it was that he had a point, and he also didn't go up there with one of these speeches and reading from the prepared statements. I can't stand that.
Yes.
Doc went out there, spoke from the heart, and his point was to the Met fans, I never wanted to leave you. And because he was going through his whole career, like, I tried to come back to the Mets, but then the Yankees go, whatever. I tried to come back to the Mets. They said no. And then I went to Cleveland. I tried to come back to the Mets. And the Mets at every turn said no, and that's their own reasons. But Doc was telling you that whatever their reasons were fine, but just know that I always wanted to be a Met and always wanted to end up here. And now he had that come to the close at the right time when he's mentally healthy, physically healthy. I thought he sounded great. I thought he looked terrific. I thought he nailed it. I mean, I thought Doc nailed the speech. It was short, yes, but I thought it was beautiful.
So did I. And it was. Listen, that was his way of getting a little closure because
right.
Every time he spoke about this leading up, once it was announced that the Mets would retire his number, and speaking of that, great to see Darryl healthy enough to get out there, support his guy, And that's the other stuff I look for, like, when the other players are back, whether it's Mookie, of course, Keith and Ronnie are there, mm-hmm. going to be there, but Tim Tuffle was there, and Hojo made his appearance.
How about Gary Carter's wife was there?
Yes, yes. You know, I know Barry Lyons, the other catcher who didn't catch very often, was there, but Gary's wife was, it's a beautiful thing. Even the bullpen duo, lefty-righty, Orozco and McDowell, it was done really well. Again, I hated that it rained. I hated that it was a little truncated and condensed there, but out of necessity, Doc probably kept it short. But I think he needed this even more from a baseball recognition perspective. He needed to cross this bridge of healing because the Met fan, man, the Met fan means so much to him. And deep down, he's probably, and understandably so, never been able to reconcile how he ruined what could have been better and longer. And I thought it was awesome. I loved White.
Right. I think you're exactly right, where he probably feels guilt to a certain extent for his, you know, wrongdoings or issues that he had, which hurt the Met fan. And now that should be put to rest as his number's up there forever. And for me, it's special, BT. I've never been to a number retirement. I tried to go to the Piazza thing, but something happened where I couldn't go. That was the only other one that I've ever even thought about going to. Now, obviously, the Mets haven't done it often, but the Piazza one would be the one that I would have wanted to be at. Keith is great, whatever. It just wasn't, he wasn't my guy. I needed to be there for this. And when you go there with your kids or you go there with your parents, whatever it may be, and you see them unveil that number, that to me is special because that number isn't going anywhere. It's always going to be there. 20 years down the road, if my daughter does want to go to a game one day, she could look up at that 16 and say, you know what, I was there. I have pictures. You may not remember because she's three, mm-hmm. but I have pictures of being there with my dad. So it was a special day as far as that goes. And did you see the number of people who went?
I think the number was 32,000.
Yeah. And your thoughts on that?
You know what? I have no problem getting into that. I almost don't want to do that here. I do know that it's a theme for the Mets so far this year.
Well, for me, as somebody...
I was disappointed. I mean, I'm not going to duck that, but I don't want to even... You know, because it almost takes away from what really mattered. I don't know how the place isn't sold out. I don't get
it. Well, what I'll tell you, as somebody who was there, it had a big game feel to it. Okay, I was there early, and the lines were every which way possible to get in before the gates open. Okay. That's the feel of a big game. There was no, it wasn't a giveaway. It was there. Everybody. So I guess my point is that the people who went, it mattered to them.
Yes.
Like it was a big deal. It wasn't just like, oh, let's go and check it out. There were a lot of people who this mattered big time too, that made sure they got there early, didn't miss a second of it, were in their seats. And all right, if that's only 30 plus thousand, whatever it may be, so be it. But it felt big to me. It didn't feel like, I never once, as I was sitting there watching the entire ceremony, felt like, or even going into the park, felt like this doesn't feel like a big game or a special event.
And you guys got a big win. You won another series there.
Well, let me tell you about that. I did not see a pitch.
What?
I mean, I went home and watched it.
No, you didn't leave after.
It was a 40-minute rain delay.
Did you?
I went to the game. I saw the ceremony. I was going to watch a couple innings before I had, oh, my God, stuff to do. And then, you know, the rain starts, and I'm like, all right, well, what time's first pitch? And they said it was going to be 2:20. I was like, all right, we're out of here. I mean, that's it. I got the 3-year-old. My wife is saying, you know, let's go. My mother's tired of walking up the stairs. And quite frankly, I was like, I'm not going to be sitting in traffic. I'm not waiting around 40 minutes for first pitch when I want to watch a couple innings anyway.
No. What do you mean walking up the stairs? They got escalators. What
no,
mean,
well,
stairs?
The stairs to the seat. You got to go down to the seat.
Oh,
up
I see
the
what
stairs,
you
got back
I got
up.
You mean we're okay? Gotcha.
Yeah. So that was a little bit much. But yeah, I mean, look, am I proud of that fact? No, but it's the reality. I was going to stay for. I told you the other day. I was like, I'm not really going to stay for most of the. I did want to stay for a couple innings. It was rain delay, 40 minutes.
He did tell me that. In full disclosure, Sal told me that off the air the other day, like, you know, just moved into the new home, and now he's in Jersey, and his 3-year-old daughter's going, his mom, his wife, obviously, is a different, you're rolling in with a different crew, so it's a different set of circumstances, but not even a pitch.
What's a 40-minute rain delay? What not am I
even
supposed
your,
to do?
Not even your boy Lindor's first at-bat so you could stand up and cheer?
Now you nailed it. That's exactly what I wanted to see. So my plan was to sit there and at least see Lindor, at the very least, see Lindor's first at bat because I wanted to purposely stand and cheer. The rain game! I'm supposed to sit another hour on top of that to wait? Sorry, I'll go catch it at home. I was home by the third inning. Good to go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, I got some stuff done around the house. Everybody was happy. I know. I'm not proud, but it is what. Hey, I want to see the doc get honored, and I saw that.
So I got you.
It was fun. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 877-337-6666. Kevin is in Ocean City, New Jersey. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, Doctor, it was very well done with Doc and everything. And Doc had nothing to feel guilty about because no matter where he was, real Mets fan, he was always a Met. I don't care where he was. So
It was funny though, Kevin, when he brought up the Yankees, the sheer mention, the crowd went nuts, and Doc is like, hey, I told you, I'm a Met.
I'm a Met.
Yeah, yeah. he was always a Met. So that didn't even matter. I mean, that's Doc. Some Mets will, no matter where they are, they're Mets. So, but I understand. But he felt he had to say that. But that was good. That was good. And getting back to the basketball, the Knicks can beat the Sixers.
Yeah.
And the reason they can beat the Sixers is because they play good defense. And you slow and B's not the main one. The main one is Maxey. You slow Maxey down, and that's a whole different team. And another thing, you collapse on Embiid. Embiid tends to panic, and he'll throw the ball away. And he does that all the time. So you slow Maxey down, you can beat them.
Well, I mean, Maxey to me is a massive issue. I mean, he's a terrific player, and I think you overstate Embiid's inability to find the open man maybe a little more. I mean, you know, and don't tweet me like turnover per game. Like the guy, he's not all discombobulated when they run a second guy at him because he's used to it. Now, if Maxey is, let me put it this way. I think the Knicks will win the series. If the Sixers even get there, you got to beat Miami first. Don't forget. If Maxey is clearly the second best player on the court, third best player on the court in the series, like without anything to debate, like by a mile, then I think the Knicks will lose. There's got to be a game or two where whether DiVincenzo pops in 25 or, you know, OG one or two where he does his thing, it can't be Embiid and Maxey full force and nobody stepping up consistently for the Knicks in that two role. And if they do, you know, if that happens, Knicks are in trouble.
Yeah, and that's why I think the Knicks could be in trouble if they do face the Sixers, because Embiid and Maxey are better than Brunson and whoever you want to throw in there. Anunoby, DiVincenzo. I like the Knicks as a team. Maybe they have more depth. But the postseason, to Spike's point before, top heavy. And even though Brunson could put in, you know, 40 a night, whatever it may be, is that enough to offset Embiid and Maxey? And yeah, I'm not so sure that it is.
Yeah, but hold on. I don't think the Knicks are top heavy. I think that they probably have the best roster in the NBA.
No, the Sixers are.
Pardon me. I got you.
And I think that works better in the postseason. Although we'll see, because that would, to me, the Knicks have much more depth and more balance than the Sixers. And forget about even just the Sixers. In general, BT, the Knicks are going to have that one star, but the Sixers have two with them beating Maxey.
And well, you put Maxey up there? I mean, you think what? Maxey's a top, 15, 16 player in the NBA?
No, but he's the second best player by far in the series outside of, you know, Embiid and Brunson.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, I would agree. Like, the drop-off from Embiid to Brunson may not be that significant. the drop-off from Brunson to Maxey, you know, whatever. But then from Maxey to Anunoby, to me, is significant. Where the Sixers have a clear advantage with the top two.
Yep.
Where the Knicks,
I agree with that.
I love Brunson, and that to me would be the danger zone in this series.
That's fair. That's a fair assessment, and then that's why, you know, I like it a little deeper.
Yep.
And generally, Sal, I'm with you. I prefer the two superstars, the two most identifiable stars in any series in the NBA. I think that's always been a proven recipe. Maybe I'm a little bit too wrapped up in this emotion around the Knicks because they've given us something that we never saw coming once Randall went down. But I really believe that this is real in the sense that what they do great is transferable. And if it's not, they'll be done fast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.